start the Newcastle County Personnel Subcommittee meeting by virtual Zoom webinar. Present, I see Councilman Smythe. Is Anthony, and okay, I just want to make sure Anthony was on. I see Councilman Smiley, Councilman Street, Councilman Sheldon, Councilwoman Diller, Councilman Cartier, Councilman Woods, Councilman Hollins, Councilman Carter, Councilman Bell, Councilwoman Durham, Count Tackett, I see the name. Dave, are you there?
Yeah, he's here. Oh. Yeah.
Did he respond?
Yeah, he's there.
Okay, I know his name is there, but I didn't hear him.
He responded.
Okay, and Anthony DeFiri will be taking minutes today.
I see Dave Tackett's name. I don't see him. I see his name.
I don't see him either, and he didn't respond when I said, are you there?
So he and the president are the only two.
Okay, so can I have a motion for the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes of January 28th as provided.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the first thing on our agenda is a discussion of the revised auditor's office job description as presented in the budget presentation. So if you remember back to the auditor's budget presentation, he was discussing changing his part-time position to a full-time position, which stays within his proposed budget. Back in 2012, Tim and I met with him, and at that point we had asked him to revise his job descriptions and pay plans as if Newcastle County would be growing, and as we grow, that he would have a department that could grow along with it without having to come back each time and ask for another auditor. So it doesn't mean that he had to fill every position, but he had to have everything in place. So that's 8 years ago, and at this point, he had a proposal to change one of the positions. And on the 13th of, I think it was on the 13th of May, he sent everybody an email which showed the summary of the revisions, a spreadsheet showing the salary levels of other jurisdictions, another one with a council pay plan, and with recommended positions for the audit department. So I think I'm going to, at this point, just turn it over to Mr. Wasserbach.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
I'm sorry my picture's not showing, although maybe that's a good thing, but...
Yeah, we're okay with it.
I just got a new laptop, and for some reason, my picture's not showing up.
Hey, Bob, at the top, right where the camera is, there's a little switch.
It should probably show closed. A little camera that you can enable.
Yeah, I turned on the switch, and it's still not showing up. So I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
That's okay. As long as we can hear you, we're fine.
Okay. So in conjunction with County Council's review of the job descriptions and Council's pay plan, I performed a study of the job descriptions in my office other than my own job description. I didn't do anything with that. As Janet said, these job descriptions were created in 2012, so it's been 8 years since they were evaluated. As Janet said last week, I did mail you the old and the new descriptions, a memo summarizing what I'm trying to do, an Excel spreadsheet of salary levels in other organizations compared to ours, and council's pay plan with the proposed changes. I do want to point out that I provided the same materials to the audit committee a few weeks ago, and the audit committee is good with the recommendations I'm making with the job description revisions and with the proposed increases in job levels. So the memo itself lays out the recommendations and the reasons why. I don't know if you have the memo in front of you, but I'm recommending increasing the job level of the associate auditor from a 22 to a 24, the staff auditor from a 25 to a 27, and the senior from a 28 to a 30. And in that memo, I've laid out justifications for why. What I did overall is, first I made changes to the audit job descriptions based on the current state of the audit profession and the experience and skills I think are needed for each position. And I increased the experience and skills requirements a little bit for the associate auditor and for the staff auditor. Then I reviewed salary levels for similar jobs in other jurisdictions. I don't know if you've looked at that spreadsheet or not, but I looked at a couple counties in Maryland. I looked at four different surveys, an Association of Local Government Auditor survey, two different Institute of Internal Auditor surveys, and a Robert Half survey. Then I looked at similar jobs in Newcastle County government. For instance, the staff auditor, I compare it to a budget and procedures analyst in the Office of Finance, both positions which require similar years of experience and require complex research and analytical skills. The budget and procedures analyst in the finance department is a 25, and I'm recommending the staff auditor be a 25. So based on this study, I've made the suggested increases in the job levels, and I met with Janet and Tim. Oh, boy, it's been a couple of months, I think, since I met with Janet and Tim to go over what I was proposing. And as I said, I ran it past the audit committee. And unless council wants me to go through the justification for each different job description, I was going to open it up to any questions.
Anybody have from council have any questions? Mr. Cartier?
Yes, thank you. Bob, so you have your full time, and then what is the disposition of your staff in terms of time now? Are you working with two other full-time people, or is it one part-time person? And so if you could explain that.
But right now I have the part-time senior staff auditor and the full-time staff auditor.
So your proposal...
In the fiscal year 2021 budget, I'm proposing to eliminate the part-time senior staff auditor position and hire a full-time position at the associate auditor level, which is a lower level. And if you remember from the budget hearing, the overall increase to my budget is less than 3%.
And remember, this doesn't mean that the part-time person would lose the job. That means that they will have the ability to apply for the full-time position if they would choose to do that.
So you would bring the auditing department up to two full-time staff person plus yourself, right?
Yes.
Thanks.
Any other questions from council?
I have one, Councilwoman Kirkpatrick.
Mr. Carter.
Yeah, Bob, the analysis looks really good. I was just curious for Harford County and Prince George's County what their annual budgets are. Do you know that offhand?
I do not know that offhand. I can certainly find out right after this meeting and send an email to all of council. I don't remember. Probably at the time I looked at it, but I don't remember.
Yeah, we have to be careful because I think over there they may have a lot of I think they're hospitals, like they're particularly their mental health institutes and stuff like that might be under county jurisdiction, which will throw it out of whack a little bit. But
you're talking about the operating budget?
Yeah, pretty much. That's kind of what I'm looking at.
Okay, I'll get that information.
It's good to have it. I mean, it's a nice comparison. The only thing I would also like to see is how we compare to Kent and Sussex. I'm not sure because they don't have a county executive. It's a very different structure. I'm assuming both Harford and Prince George's also have a county executive structure, not a a hired professional county administrator. Is that correct?
I think so, but I'm not 100%.
Okay, I have that data. I could check it. It does make a big difference, I think, in terms of the structure. But and actually, I think it may be harder to do this type of work with the separate branches.
But I do want to say that Kent and Sussex counties do not have an audit department.
Yep.
That's Mr. Smiley.
They also don't have a separate branch of government. But Mr. Wasserbach, I just want to clarify on Councilwoman Kilpatrick's comment, since we are on the record here. As I recall in our earlier discussion, your part-time employee cannot take the full-time position and has been offered part-time employee in another department of Newcastle County government. Is that correct?
No, I have found in two different departments contractual work.
Well,
in the Public Works Department and the Community Services Department, if she is interested in that work.
Okay, let me clarify then. There's other work available in Newcastle County on a contractor basis if she chooses to take it, but she can't fulfill your need for a full-time person, so you're going to be looking to hire.
I mean, she could certainly apply for the associate auditor position if she wanted to. It's
okay. My apologies. I must have totally misunderstood everything I heard the last time. Okay, guys, I just wanted to make sure it was clear on the record. That's all.
The associate auditor position is more so somebody directly out of college, and it's a lot lower pay.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm busy. I can't take it.
Any other questions from council?
I'm going to make the offer to you.
any other questions from council? Any
Madam
questions
Chair.
From the public? Oh, Mr. Bell?
That's okay. Madam Chair, what would be the hiring process? In other words, if this were approved, how would Bob go about it and present it before council for concurrence?
Mr. Wasserbach, can you respond to that?
Yeah, I was planning for this associate auditor position, which, of course, the budget hasn't been approved yet, but assuming the budget gets approved, the money is in the budget beginning July 1st. So I would reach out to the local colleges. Yeah, the University of Delaware is at Delaware State, the Goldie Beacons, the local colleges, and post something at those colleges that this position is available. And obviously, there'd probably be a lot of resumes coming in, which I'd have to review and set up interviews and go through that whole process. But ultimately, whoever we decided to hire, we would come in front of council to get council's approval to hire the individual.
Any other questions or comments from council?
Councilwoman Kilpatrick, I have one.
Okay.
Bob, so this would not be an HR process. This would totally be your process because you said you would have a lot of resumes for you to interview, to review in an interview.
Yeah, because this is I'm part of county council. So we're a separate branch of government. So we have our own HR process.
So you would just have to bring it to us for approval at the end. We wouldn't review
I mean, I may be utilizing Nellie and Tara in their roles as clerk and deputy clerk to assist me in the process.
This would, because you work for council, this is basically the same as what any one of us hiring an aide would go through. Is that correct?
Exactly, yeah.
Any other comments or Ms. Dillard?
I was going to say, I mean, I remember when Bob has hired before, and he has brought the person before council, very much like the aid process. So I just assume that would be how he would continue doing this type of hiring.
Right. So they would you would pare it down, bring them in for an interview, 7 votes, and they're hired is what my understanding would be.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Smiley.
Yeah, and just be clear, because ethics had a problem understanding this. Although Bob is the Newcastle County auditor, he works for council, And the employees, although they work with him and basically take tasks from him, they're all quasi-council employees as well, just like the aides are.
Right. Any other comments from council? Any comments from the public, Tara?
No public comment.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. This will come before council probably in 2 weeks or in a week for an actual vote. And moving on to an ongoing personnel issue, we are. Can I have a motion to go into executive session?
Motion to executive session for purposes of discussing a personnel matter.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Nellie, we have to go out of this meeting and into the executive session meeting separately. Is that correct, Nellie?
I think Nellie's already over in the other room waiting for you guys. So, yes, that is correct. Should have received an email.
She should have sent you all something today, this morning, that when we got it.
This afternoon. Oh, she's okay. Setting up appetizers over here.
Yeah, it came in at 11:02. If you need to go back into your email, it says personnel subcommittee. It came in at 11:02. So sign out of this one, right? And
yes.
Open up in the other one. Okay.
That's correct.
Thank you. We're back in normal session, and no votes were taken in executive session. Mr. Smiley.
I make a motion to put the proposal put forward in executive session before council for approval.
Second. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Anything under other? Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, Dave. What do you want to do about land use?